And 6:30, it is overcast in 57. Good morning, I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Aviation is big business in Tulsa, and this morning we have two reports on expansion. The North American Maintenance Division of German carrier Lufthansa marks the opening of its Tulsa workshop expansion.
Lufthansa Technic Component Services, or LTCS, has opened a 115,000-square-foot component shop, doubling the size of its Tulsa facility. Mayor G.T. Bynum says when LTCS Tulsa opened, it had five employees. Now it has nearly 300.
And I think that says a lot about the confidence in the workforce that we have here, and that Tulsa is a great place to do business and to grow over the long term.
Lufthansa intends for the Tulsa workshop to play a major part in supporting its growing portfolio of North American clients and contracts for aircraft and component repair. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
Meanwhile, Tulsa-based NorDam announces a joint venture with China Airlines. NorDam will break ground next year on a maintenance, repair, and overhaul facility in Taipei that will eventually have up to 100 workers. NorDam Vice President T. Hastings Siegfried says the partnership will do more than just expand NorDam's presence in Asia.
With the new technologies of the aircraft, like the 787, A350, and the 777, we'll have direct access to the China Airlines fleet to do repair and maintenance and develop more capability.
Siegfried says that a partnership will mean more jobs in Tulsa as well. The State Department of Corrections is looking into the deaths of two men living at the Tulsa Transitional Center. David Waldron died Friday and Richard Eubanks on Sunday. It'll be up to the medical examiner to determine the cause of death. This is Election Day. There are seven proposed city charter tweaks on the ballot today in Tulsa, including giving municipal employees the right to publicly take sides, also two special elections to fill legislative seats. Well, lawmakers are expected to vote today on a plan to cut 49 state agencies to fix a $215 million budget shortfall. House Speaker Charles McCall says this budget plan will put to rest fears of cuts to medical provider rates and services.
The focus is to bring certainty to the state of Oklahoma and its citizens with regard to health care. And I believe we have a plan that will accomplish that.
McCall says the plan has been put together with the help of Governor Fallon. The investigation continues into a football hazing incident at Bixby. Details are hard to come by. It apparently is an investigation involving a rape by instrumentation. The Tulsa Zoo says goodbye to Kofi. The male African lion died over the weekend. He had been in the zoo's hospice care. Our weather forecast, cloudy with a 30% chance of rain, a high today of 60. Right now, overcast in 57. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.